Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another year of Pixels and Dice Podcast. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, how was your holidays there, sir?
My holidays were great.
Well, that's cool. Mine were, filled with loot. I don't know if anybody could tell the difference, but I should sound just a little bit better because I actually have a professional podcasting mic now.
Huh, couldn't tell the difference.
Really? Last 3 weeks shows have been horrid because of the mic I was using, but whatever. We'll see if it gets a little better now.
Okay.
And yeah, I got some cool gaming stuff and whatnot. So yay. In fact, I don't know. Do you have that fold out playmat that's two sided? One side is hexed. The other side is squares and you can,
I have dry erase markers. I actually use wet erase markers on those exclusively, but
whatever. It's still erase markers on it.
Right. Yes. I have that one, but mine's just a plain earthen tone. It doesn't have any, trees or anything on it. It's just a plain mat.
Exactly. That's what I got. Yeah. So yay.
Good one to have.
Yeah. I liked it. And it comes with dice. Mine came with a full set of black pearlescent dice.
Very nice.
Yeah. I was like, okay. But, my sweetie got me metal dice.
Yeah, I actually got a large, this would kill somebody if you hucked it at them, metal dice.
Oh, nice.
So, hopefully she likes it. It's red and silver.
Yeah, now Ten Knife wants her own set of metal dice, so I guess I'll be getting her that.
You know where to get them.
Yeah. Amazon to the rescue.
Well, come on. Shop locally, dude.
Yeah. But that means driving.
It's not that far.
And I know recently we were going about shop local, save your game stores. Yeah, I know. In my mind, I know this. Shop local, save your local game store. And meanwhile,
you're already on the computer.
I'm on my computer at work. It's so simple to bring up Amazon.com and go, oh, look, now I have all my Christmas bought or birthday presents or, Kwanzaa or whatever. Doesn't matter. Shopping's so easy because I can go to that game store and run into
people.
Well, unfortunate people. Let's put it that way. Not everybody is awesome. Even in the gamer community. I know it's hard to believe.
What? Gamers could be dicks?
Yeah. No. Anyway. So, yeah. It's been like 3 weeks since we recorded. So, figured today would be a good time to get back a little, discuss some recent game stories, news stories, and go from there.
Well, I've been trying to find out more information about Diablo 4, and all I can find are suppositions and rumor, and there's no real information out there, and it just torques me because one of the sites that I visit on a regular basis, they were touting as this is facts. This is, what's going to happen. Diablo 4 is going to be an MMO, and this is what they should do to prevent that from, destroying the soul of Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured, that'd be something to talk about, because, this is factual. So I went and looked, and no, there's no real news. It's all just crap they're making up.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw something similar that, it's going to be an MMORPG. In fact, it was already planned to be, but then they decided to turn it into a mobile game. And
it's like, if you don't have real news, shut up. You're not helping the cause.
Right. You're just
muddying the waters.
Making things worse. Yeah. But that's okay. It's not helped by Blizzard at all, because Blizzard...
They don't say jack shit.
...won't say anything. And I get it. I in this case, I get it, because, well, they realize that players are a little sensitive when it comes to you implying there's going to be big Diablo news, and then having it be news they didn't want to hear. You know, that's kind of understandable, but they did that to themselves, so I'm not really on their side about it. Just saying, I can see where they might want to be quiet. You know, sit down and shut up till you got something to say about an actual game for the PC. Hell, save it until it's console, but you're better off if it's going to be a PC. Talk about the next PC version of Diablo. Oh, you don't have one planned? Don't talk about Diablo. Ever. Don't. You know what? That mobile game you were going to do? Just rename it to make it a different product completely. A whole new IP. It's not like you can't just swap out the characters. What? Make it a generic fantasy thing. Not Diablo at all, and call it good. Because if it ain't PC, or at least PC or console, it ain't Diablo. So shut up. Yeah. I'm not happy with Blizzard recently.
Well, I don't think anybody is.
Well, they're kind of being dicks.
Yeah.
I mean,
screwed over all those e-gamers.
Yes. Yes, I'm
That's
sure.
That's a nice Christmas present. Sign on with us. We totally won't screw you over.
They promised. They promised the Heroes of the Storm teams that they were going to do the 2019 competitions. Stick with us. It's going to be okay. And then just before Christmas, now we're totally canceling all of our Heroes of the Storm eSport competitions.
Yoink.
Yeah. Basically, those guys got nothing. No income, no nothing. Because why should the... If they're on a Heroes of the Storm team, because they're not paid by Blizzard. They're sponsored by, you know, various companies like Razer and Asus and things like that, right? So, great. They're getting their income. They're often being housed together. If it's like for the South Korean teams, they're being, you know, the house is being paid for, all that. Everything's taken care of by their sponsors. And that's their livelihood. And if they're not out there winning, or at least playing in official contests where they can, you know, advertise the brand that is supporting them, why should the brand continue to support them? So you got all these guys that are training day in and day out. I'm sorry, I said guys. All these people who are training all the time to get better, to be the best they can, and they're swapping members out sometimes when they got a guy that a person who can't hold up their end of, you know, they're not playing well enough to be on that team, whatever, right? And then they're told, yeah, it'd be like the NFL saying, sorry guys, we're not gonna run the league next year. No games. Oh, sure. They could go get on maybe with the XFL or the AAF. What the fuck is an AAF? Well, that's the Alliance of American Football. It starts, that league starts in February, I believe. Yes.
I'm so impressed.
The AAF and the XFL are both going to be playing in the spring. Late winter to early mid-spring. Hey, you know, I like football, and that's a good thing. So, regardless, it'd be like them going, yeah, we're not going to do this anymore, so go try to catch a job on another team. Oh, wait, all those other teams for all those other similar games that you like to play, like League of Legends or Dota or any of those, Smite, those are all full. All those teams are full. So good luck trying to get a spot. Oh, wait, you haven't played those games, at least competitively, in a while. So now you got to go and you're basically like a scrub having to be retrained. Oh, maybe the best of the best will get a spot on some team somewhere for some other game. Maybe. And maybe they'll be nice if their sponsor holds on to those teams, keeps them together and goes, you guys, relearn League of Legends. You guys, you just forget Heroes of the Storm, do League of Legends, and we're going to stick with you as you go. You'd be lucky if that happens, but most likely, get out of the house. You have no income. They're going to toss them aside because they're not producing.
Nope.
But, you know, that's not the only dickishness of Blizzard. No. They have been mighty dickishness of late. Although I personally don't see this as a problem, really. Overwatch.
Okay.
It's a game I don't play. I
know, but it's a game that a lot of people do play.
Yeah, it's a game I enjoy watching. I just don't have the reflexes for it, right? Well, a lot of people like to watch Overwatch, especially on Twitch. You know, Overwatch League and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, if you want to be a part of those broadcasts, like be in the chat and talk to other fans, to throw up your commentary, be like a fan in the stadium, throwing up, you know, cheering when your team does well and lamenting when they do badly. If you want to be interactive like that on Twitch with Overwatch, well, you have to have a Blizzard BattleNet account. Okay, that's easy. That's free. No problem. And you have to attach it to Twitch. Okay. As a Twitch streamer, I don't see a problem with this. I have attached many accounts to Twitch because sometimes these games will give you drops when you're watching or whatever. You know, you can get little bonuses for the game when you're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. But that's not what's happening here. Apparently, there's quite a few people concerned that, and I guess Blizzard basically said it's about bad actors. They don't want people, instead of cheering for their team and lamenting when they lose, they don't want people throwing up bad emotes or cursing or throwing out racial epithets or things like that. They want these people to basically be able to be banned. Okay, well, they can be. That functionality exists in Twitch now. You don't have to have your account attached. Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't mean it that way. They meant they want to ban you off BattleNet.
So they're going to get banned on BattleNet for cursing on Twitch.
The way that they argue it is this. These Overwatch League broadcasts are official Overwatch contests. Okay? They're officially part of BattleNet. They're officially part of a Blizzard production. And much like if you were to go and throw out homophobic and racist and whatnot comments in their games, in the chat for, say, World of Warcraft, they could go ban and you lose your banned on that BattleNet account, which means you'd lose your WoW account. You'd lose whatever other games you had attached to that BattleNet login. They're saying, well, it's basically the same thing. If you do that in this broadcast, even though it's on Twitch, it's still part of Overwatch. It's part of Blizzard. Therefore, you're a bad actor in one of their productions, and you're gone.
Yes, but you lose access to all of your games that you have to have attached to BattleNet.
Yes.
That's bull.
Well, a lot of people would agree. Personally, as much as I'm a big fan of, you know, free speech and all that, and I'm not going to throw out the whole, well, you know, you if you don't have anything to hide, then you shouldn't be afraid of it. I'm not going to go with that argument, but no, I'm going to say, look, it's more like this. Let's equate this to an NFL game. You go to the game, and it's at Twitch Stadium, which the way Twitch is growing, there may be a Twitch Stadium someday. But you go to Twitch Stadium, and you jump up in front of one of the cameras, and because there's maybe a camera up behind there, and you'll see sometimes people raise their hands and it blocks the camera. You jump up in front of one of those cameras and scream the N-word right into the camera. Well, Twitch Stadium security are going to come around, grab you by the collar, and throw you out.
Yeah.
Just like Twitch, without your connected BattleNet account, could go banned, and you can't come back to that channel. You're done.
But in that scenario, you could still go to, say, the Verizon Stadium and right. watch another game.
But here's the thing.
No problem.
Here's the thing, though. The league, though, can go, hey, that dude that you threw out of Twitch Stadium during one of our nationally broadcast events embarrassed the whole league, and now you are banned from, you may have been a season ticket holder at Twitch Stadium. You don't have that anymore. You've lost your season tickets, and you may have had tickets to go to the Super Bowl, or, you know, you had, you know, had all that taken care of right in advance. Let's say it's the playoffs. You've already pre-purchased your tickets to the Super Bowl. Nope. Yoink. You lose those. And you can never enter any stadium ever again. They have you on a permanent ban list on all of them. You can't go to an NFL game ever again.
Which is a joke, because there's no way they could actually enforce that.
But I'm just saying, in this case, in Blizzard's case, they can. Well, no, they can't really, because you can go out and create a brand new BattleNet account and not have any games attached to it. Just create a BattleNet account and jump right back in there and start being as toxic as you want to be. Until, of course, they find a way to ban your IP. Then you have to make a new IP, then a new BattleNet account. And eventually the whole idea is just to chase off the bad actors. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the league, in this case, Blizzard, has the right to say, we don't want you at our games. We don't want you at our Super Bowl. We don't want you being associated with us in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, but they're screwing people out of the games that they purchased that they have to have tied to the BattleNet account. That's the bullshit part.
But did they? Did you actually buy that game? Or, oh, I'm sorry, didn't you just buy a license for that game?
And no, I bought the damn game.
Actually, no, you bought a license for the game. And if you read the EULA and the TOS, you bought a license. And they have you agreed to the right that if you were to break the TOS or EULA, you could be banned for any reason at the whim of Blizzard. And yes, it was recently updated for this, I do believe.
I haven't signed the new one.
Then if you were, in theory, to not log into any Blizzard game or into BattleNet itself, because it'll make, you know, refresh and then you have to, click accept yes, all that sort of thing. But let's say you haven't and you're attached and you go, and then you have a chance to argue it. Good luck in court. Oh, that's right. Yes, you'd have to sue them over a collection of games.
No, it would just be I would spend the rest of my days berating and insulting and harassing and doing everything I could to make life miserable for them.
And here's the problem with that. It's twofold. First of all, you could do that. And believe me, in the past, back when I used to do the MMO Troll video podcast, I made it my mission to make fun of Blizzard and Turbine and other companies that had gotten my ire because I felt like they deserved it. And that doesn't work because, first of all, they don't care, because there's lots of other people out there that are playing their games without being a problem. And secondly, all they have to do is go, hey, that guy, we banned him because he was a bad actor. See how he's acting? Yeah, that is your noble warrior in defense of truth. Yeah, not exactly going to help win you anybody to your side of the argument, basically. You're basically proving them right. And so I see all these people on YouTube making these comments and making big videos about how, oh, it's sensorial, and and I love that word, sensorial. I heard somebody use it. I was like, really? That's a word? But censorship and stealing our games, and Blizzard bad. Blizzard not. This is why Blizzard ain't making any money anymore. And they're so horrible. And you're all they got to do is go. That's what we were talking about, and that's what we were talking about, and that's what we were talking about. You are exactly why we're doing this. Doesn't make it right. Just saying it is. But we had two other stories we wanted to talk about, and we've got like 6 minutes left. So how about we stop bitching about Blizzard?
Okay.
And get on to something else, like, Soldier Boy or Atlas? Who we want to make fun of first?
Soldier Boy, and then you could just, if one of the other shows is a little weak, we could always bring up Atlas.
There is that. Well, Soldier Boy, I wanted to do a quick update on that. You know how he put out all these, talked about it recently, him putting out these consoles on his website, soldierwatch.com.
Uh-huh.
And they were basically just knockoff, Chinese knockoffs that sold playing, there was emulators running Nintendo and Sega and whatever ROMs, and they weren't his console that he had designed like he claimed. No, they were another company, and he was just basically reselling them, making a profit off of it. Okay, fine. And he doubled down recently, a week or so ago, saying, quote, what was it on Twitter? Nintendo ain't gonna do shit. When people were telling him that Nintendo would come after him. And he was basically making fun of all these people saying, dude, seriously. He claimed that he'd made like $5 million off the consoles so far. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, okay. And then suddenly, just yesterday, as of the day we're recording this, I saw a video that, those consoles aren't on Soldier Watch anymore. Now, when he ran out before and he said they were out of stock, they still remained. They just showed as out of stock. No, they're gone. It's almost as if someone, Nintendo, went, oh, you've made how much money off of us? Oh, really? Well, we'll be nice to you and just crush you under cease and desist. And his lawyers went, dude, do you feel like not being broken homeless?
I have a perfect quote for this. Admiral Yamamoto, I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve.
Yes. Oh, that is so appropriate. So anyway, the soldier consoles are gone.
Soldier dead.
Yeah, basically.
Putz.
Yeah. Anyway, aside from that, there was Atlas. And, well, you know, Atlas, new pirate MMO, great, whatever. I'm sure most people have heard of this because, if they've heard of Atlas at all, because, oh my god, the firestorm. The company that made Atlas also made Ark. And what was their name again? Studio Wild Stuff. Not Wilds. Wild Card. Studio Wild Card. And, yeah, they made it. They hyped it up. It's going in early access. There were delays, stuff like that. That's all big story and everything. But then, when people finally did get in, somebody accidentally, well, not very first day they had it on their hands, they came across the hidden menu, the Ark menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reskin of Ark. Using Ark assets. It turns out it was supposed to have been DLC for Ark, but they decided to brand it and sell it as its own game, which it isn't. And it's a buggy mess.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
But then, when words started spreading around this like crazy, they put out a patch to fix some of the errors. The only thing it fixed was making it to where you couldn't find the Ark menu anymore. Oh my god, these guys basically are just, instead of we could sell this for like $10 as a DLC for Ark, nah, let's try and get full price as a full game for it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just it's an asset flip of one of our other games. Yeah, but who's gonna know?
apparently everybody now.
Apparently. Yeah, Atlas is dead. It just came out and it's dead. Destroyed. Doomed. And I find that incredibly funny. I mean, I don't play Ark. I don't play survival games, okay? Right. But Atlas wasn't supposed to be that. It was supposed to be a pirate MMO, you know, mm-hmm. Sea of Thieves. Only it was supposed to be what Sea of Thieves promised it would be, but never was. Okay, I can see where there might be some intrigue to that. I'm not a big pirate fan, but okay, I can kind of see that. But oh no, oh no. No, you done fucked up, son.
So basically you can expect crazy people in pirate costumes harming people on the bus and in the streets because they're frustrated that all of their pirate games are crap.
Oh, wow. I never even thought about that. I go to pirate fairs and sometimes, sucks. And the last thing I want is some freaked out Sea of Thieves / Atlas fan freaking out and running through screaming about Microsoft and Studio Wildcard while hacking down anybody that's, you know, also dressed in costume.
Well, they're getting their PvP out.
Indeed. Oh, boy. It's just sad. I mean, people keep saying, and this actually is an interesting point, Anthem is coming supposedly soon from EA. And I think is it BioWare or Bungie? I can't remember which. It's one of EA's big companies. Anyway.
Anthem? I think that's a BioWare.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to have all this promise and everything, and they've been hyping it up really big. But as they hype it up, people have been going and having less and less interest in it because of all these other failed and fucked up games. Technically from other companies. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we keep getting lied to by other companies. Why would we believe you? Oh, wait, you're EA. We're not going to believe you. Anthem, at this point, might be a failure because of Atlas. Because of Battle for Azeroth. Because of all these other games that have come out, promised to be great, and then were, if not worse. So now EA and BioWare, whoever, are sitting on this game. They've been building up hype. Why is this going down instead of up? People are supposed to be more interested in. We need a win. I keep hearing people saying, I hope Anthem fails. I don't. In my opinion, we're sitting on the cusp of what could eventually end up being another video game crash. If these companies just start going, hey, you know what? The PC market and the console market, we hype these games up, we spend millions of dollars on them, and they keep failing. You know, we'll just make mobile games and say, fuck it. Do we want that? Personally, I want to see Anthem do gangbusters. I want to see 2019 be a new renaissance on great games coming out and doing really, really well for the console and for the PC.
Well, for that to happen, game companies need to be less skeezy, less asshattery.
Less Blizzard?
Well, they just need to stop being dicks about it and trying to squeeze every damn penny out of everything they make. You know, make something to bring your fans back. Yeah, you're not going to make money hand over fist, but if you get the market excited about gaming again, then you're going to be able to put out more games. You're going to be able to charge whatever you're going to be charging. You're going to be able to put out your DLC. You're going to be able to do all your, you know, less toxic tactics.
Yeah.
And you'll have money coming again. But don't just throw a game out that's, you know, is broken just to sell it. You know, actually have content behind it so that players aren't done in a couple days and then there's nothing.
True enough. Anyway, we're going overboard, so gonna have to tie this one up.
Okay.
Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.